An apology for a simple mistake, it ought to be enough. This was something that Kanaya had clearly been harboring some ill will towards. Rose knew what it was, or rather, who. It's Jade, same as always. I could never talk to you about her because you would pout and demur. You think I'm infatuated with her. You called me fetishistic, ergo, your subconscious is obsessing over the amorous. It was so obvious. Rose knew Kanaya, and had felt resentment growing in her. My research is to gather the abilities necessary to find my friend, and you need to get over this childish notion that it is anything other than platonic care for her that drives me. Kanaya's eyes bulged. Her jaw clenched. You! She threw her hands down at her sides in fists and stomped. You are, literally, collecting supposedly magical fetishes. You are being so dense. Impossible! Her voice raised, her cheeks flushing. You are cherry-picking my words, trying to psychoanalyze me, and bringing your internet friend, who you have seen neither hide nor hair of for 3 years, into this. Her voice began to crack. You have not been treating me well, Rose! Of course I'm bringing her into this. She's at the heart of this. She's the reason why I'm doing this research, and to pretend she isn't is proof of your jealousy. To just call her an internet friend, as if you and I didn't start as internet friends. You're trying to minimize her. Rose was starting to get livid. Kanaya was being irrational. Why couldn't she see that? Kanaya jabbed a finger at her. You've been trying to get your hands on magic since before the meteor's finished falling. If you actually cared fuck all about your friend or her memory, you would be scouring the ocean between here and that island for a battered corpse. Kanaya's lips curled back as she said this with a snarl. Rose reeled back in shock, the pure hypocrisy. Jade is special. There was no more coolness in Rose's reserves, just fire. A girl doesn't get tested and trained by a lab like some sort of superhero if she isn't. There's no way she's dead. She is out there somewhere, just waiting for me to find her. I can't give up. Jade wouldn't give up on her. You're not just jealous about how much I care. You're covering for your own bullshit. Your internet friend, that vampire girl, you know she's dead. Or at least that's what you tell yourself, but you should be looking for her, putting in the effort, not whining at me for doing everything I can for my missing friend. Part of Rose, far removed from the scene, felt she was going too far, but Kanaya had struck first. She brought death into it. Kanaya took in a short breath, the small girl drawing her chest up. Her lips were pursed, and her features were suddenly stricken with a deathly stillness. There was a cold victory in her eyes. Maybe I did. Think she was dead. Clearly she wasn't as special as Jade. Just like the billions and billions of other people with families, lovers, friends. Gone with the meteors. But my friend is missing no longer. And I'm going to do all I can to help her in a real way. Rather than using her as a justification, instead of wasting my time on your batshit fantasies. She walked to the door, bringing the lunchbox with her. You can see yourself out.